What's up, compassionate people? Well, hello there. I know it's been a little bit. This is going to be a bit of a different video from what I normally do. It's going to be kind of a rant, but it's going to be educational. And so let's just go ahead and get started. I'm pretty sure the title of this is going to be something like The Impossible Burger is Vegan. And that's going to stir up all kinds of comments and other stuff like that. And I also made a video about this that'll be way more in depth if you want to check it out. It'll be available on YouTube and Facebook, usually Facebook first, of course. And I'll try to link that in the comments of the podcast. And you can also get it at vegannewsnow.com. And I'll probably put it on IGTV and Instagram and stuff like that at some point too. So this has been something that over a year ago now, I actually lost some good friends because of the first video I made, which was pretty ridiculous to happen. But they were adamant that I was being a quote-unquote apologist or speciesist because the Impossible Burger had come out at that time over a year ago that it was tested on animals and wasn't vegan. Upon looking into it further, it turns out that, well, I learned a lot about GRAS. GRAS. It's an FDA approval system that allows food manufacturers to get things saying their food is safe. Okay, now listen. It is vegan, and I'm going to explain why. And you're going to hear quite the opposite all through any kind of argument, people on Facebook who really just want to argue and troll and be ridiculous. The reason it is vegan, despite being tested on animals, and yes, all animal testing is terrible and awful, and I shouldn't have used profanity, it shouldn't exist. Now, the problem is, if Impossible Foods didn't get that GRAS certification, they could have gotten a waiver. And this is the point that everybody saying that the Impossible Burger isn't vegan tries to make about it. What they don't look into further and what they don't seem to understand is, yes, you can get a GRAS waiver, but if you do so, your products can be pulled at any time for any reason deemed unsafe or whatever by the FDA. And we've already seen this proven. And this was proven during the whole debacle back in the summer of 2017 when Just Mayo was pulled. Well, it wasn't even Just Mayo. It was all the Hampton Creek products. They're actually a company called Just now. All of their products were pulled from shelves. They lost their distribution account with Target stores who pulled their stuff immediately, just like that. They lost their deal that they had negotiated with 7-Eleven to be in all 7-Elevens so that people had the option to get vegan mayo and have their sandwiches made with it. They lost negotiations they were doing with multiple other places, and they lost millions, possibly billions of dollars because of this entire, you know, choice not to animal test. Which was a good choice, obviously. But again, the problem was the system is not set up that way. The system is set up under the belief that animal testing is relevant towards humans, which it is not, and we know that. And it's also set up in a pre-vegan world, if you want to call it, carnist world. And that's the system we all must exist within, and these companies are no different. If we're going to make forward progress and keep going, these are the things that have to happen because we are in this system. Josh Tetrick, the CEO, president, I think he's still the CEO, of and founder of Hampton Creek, now Just, almost lost his company. You know, we're talking about a guy who the egg board was joking about having killed, and those emails came out, and they had all this goodwill, and they had all this forward momentum, and they were doing amazing, and now they're struggling to get back to where they were. Like, I haven't even been able to find the mayo in my area at any store like I was previously. We're talking about middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, 2017. I was able to get Just Mayo at any Walmart, any dollar store, any Target, any giant grocery store. I don't know if you guys have those elsewhere, but it's more of a local thing, I think, on the East Coast here in the United States. But it just disappeared, gone, poof, just like that. And it was 100% because they lost consumer confidence and they lost a lot of their accounts and they lost a ton of money. So they didn't make that mistake again. They have animal tested on all their products since when they have new ingredients. And the other thing that people don't seem to understand is if you look in the GRAS database, you'll find nutritional yeast tested on animals. And there'll be people that are dishonestly saying that, oh, that was 20 years ago, that was 10 years ago, that was 5 years ago, that was 50 years ago. Well, no, that's not true. It was actually, again, nutritional yeast has just been through a test in 2019. It's still pending. When you look up vital wheat gluten, which is what seitan is made of, and, you know, tofurkey and every other mock meat you buy is made with vital wheat gluten. Soy protein isolate, which is, again, in tons of mock meats like Gardein, stuff like that. And many other things, including tons of vegetables, are regularly tested on animals because it's just a requirement through the FDA for different things, especially if you're going to use a certain thing in a certain new way, or, you know, there's some concern, or even if a company just wants to be safe and careful about lawsuits or getting their product pulled by the FDA, whatever. I mean, even avocados have been tested on animals. It's absolutely crazy and unwarranted and absurd. And it's disgusting, and vivisection is horrible. And of course, we as vegans hate animal testing. We hate any exploitation or harm done to an animal, okay? Now, the focus needs to be on the fact that we live in this world that is built on things like animal testing and animal exploitation. We have to fight that. We have to fight with our votes politically, our dollars financially and in the grocery store, and we have to speak out against these things. Now, what progress are we going to make if we are attacking companies who are making this forward progress, and we've already seen evidence in 2017 of what happens when they try to work around the system within it, and they get slammed hard? Beyond Meat would not be the soaring stock it is right now if they hadn't tested on animals, or the product, the ingredients that they had previously used hadn't been tested on animals. Their newer products are contain new ingredients. I believe they're going to be testing on animals as well. And again, it's not because it's what they want to do. None of them want to do that. Josh Tetrick and Ethan Brown, who is the founder and CEO of Beyond Meat, are vegan. They are vegan. Now, people will say they're not, but they are. But they're in a position where you can reach the maximum number of people to help change the world. And this is what's one of the big things that's changing the world is the availability of alternatives, especially things like the Impossible Burger. It's converting people. I'm watching it happen firsthand. A lot of us are. And as it rolls out at Burger King's across the United States here in the next week or two, which I got confirmation from several Burger Kings in my area here in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, yet again, we're going to see it progress even further. Now, I personally, I'm not the biggest fan of the Impossible Burger at all. I could care less. Like, you know, I've been vegan 6 years. When I went vegan, I think the closest thing to a hamburger you could get was like a black bean patty burger with some rice mashed in it or something. it really doesn't matter that much to the taste I want or what I want out of something. But again, it's an important component to a vegan world. And the Impossible Burger is vegan. Or if you consider it not vegan, then there's a lot of other things that aren't vegan that you're using, including tofu, soy protein isolate, vital wheat gluten, which is, you know, seitan, tofurkey, everything. Every single thing. And this isn't some apologist argument like some want to make it out to be. Okay, that an apologist argument would be like, well, you can't drink water because blah, blah, blah. It would be absurdities. This is a direct comparison between the Impossible Burger, the Legumoglobin, I think that's how you pronounce it, the plant-based heme they created, and other products that have also been tested. And to be fair, and really spell this out even more, the nutritional yeast study killed more rats. They killed the minimum number of rats possible in the study for the Legumoglobin. And I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. So Josh Tetrick didn't want to do it. He wrote a whole letter about how horrible it was. You know, it's not like he was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. Let's make all the vegans angry and, you know, let's kill some animals. Like, that was never any kind of intention. He wasn't like, I need to make tons of money. It's obvious that that's not his motivation. He could have sold the company long ago. He could have sold it when it was getting big in 2017, and he didn't. He could have sold it and got out and been rich at any point, even after things went downhill. And he hasn't. He has the same thing a lot of us in this community have, and that is a drive to change the world, a drive to put animals first and create a world where they're no longer exploited. And that's the truth. Unfortunately, there are laws and rules and all kinds of other crappy things that we have to work around and within, and sometimes that has repercussions that we're not going to like. I know I wouldn't want to start a company because it's a thing that I wouldn't be able to do, especially having to fight other vegans over it. No. So that's my little rant. I'm going to put this up, and then there'll be the full podcast show with a whole bunch of news stories, a lot of news stories. I got to go through and get some of the extra news stories, and then there'll also be a video as well. I don't know if that's going to come out today or not, but hopefully, lots to do. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. Love you guys. Check you. Oh, also, I'm going to link our Patreon. I just started it, kind of trying to get that out there. And of course, there's other ways to help support us and all that kind of stuff as we move forward. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Love you. Later. Bye.